out of the box this afternoon, some sad and shocking news out of the University of Maine, that University of Maine Black Bear hockey coach Red Gendron has passed away today at the age of 63. According to reports, Coach Gendron was playing golf and suffered a medical emergency and passed away this afternoon. He leaves behind his wife, Janet, and his two daughters as well. And to talk more about Red's passing and his legacy at the University of Maine, we're joined by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me on, even though it's a tough day.
Yeah, it's just shocking news. Red is just such a life force that it's hard to imagine him just being gone.
Very hard to imagine. A hockey guy through and through, spent over 40 years coaching, teaching, mentoring hockey players at every level, high school, college, minor league hockey, the NHL, a tremendous career. And during his time at Maine, his 8 years, he gave everything he had to the University of Maine. On multiple occasions, I heard him talk about how much he loved the University of Maine, how proud he was to be a part of the community. So he gave everything he had to Black Bear hockey.
He did, and he was also one of those guys, and he mentioned loving the University of Maine. He was a coach who would be seen at football and at basketball and at all the other sporting events on campus because he thought not just that that was important, but he wanted to be a part of all those things that were going on campus. But nobody that I know of in my time covering University of Maine sports has loved being on the job and just talking and coaching young people in hockey more than Red did, and it didn't matter what level.
Didn't matter what level, didn't matter what team. I know that many times I can think back to going down to the locker room to talk to Coach Gendron before a game, and he was either on a phone call, wrapping up a text with another coach, wishing them a good luck if their event was starting. I remember, now that you say that, just popped in my head, he and I watched a basketball game together at UNH. The hockey team was at UNH for a weekend series, and the UMaine women's team was playing a game in the afternoon, and I went over to check it out, and he was in the stands cheering on the UMaine women's basketball team, you know, a few hours before his team was going to play. So he definitely cared about all the programs at all the different parts of campus, for sure.
Now, he could be a challenge, particularly for young reporters and broadcasters, but always I felt with you know, with a wink of the eye, but he could give you a hard time if you weren't on top of your game.
Yeah, he expected people to be prepared and be ready, and you can't fault him for that. He was prepared. He expected you to be prepared. But I'll say, as somebody who interviewed him, I was trying to tabulate it. We probably did over 120 coaches shows together. The weekly show that Coach Gendron show we did since day one that he got on campus, easily 120. That might be an underestimate. A lot of pregame interviews, a lot of interviews during the week. I may have talked to him more than any other reporter. I don't know. If not, I'm up there. And you had to be prepared. If I lobbed a question at him and I wasn't prepared, he was ready to call me on it, and rightfully so. But saying that, if I had a question about hockey, about any level of hockey, a system they were playing, why they did something when they did it, he was always willing to take an extra few minutes, even if he didn't have them, to explain things to me, to draw things out for me, to really help me understand the game of hockey. And as somebody broadcasting the game who never played hockey at a high level or at any level outside of pond hockey or my driveway, he was willing to take the time and explain it and explain things to me, going back to, you know, his first days on the job when I was just interviewing him for the coach's show. So he was always a teacher, even to those who weren't on his roster.
It's particularly poignant that this would happen in a week when the most recent beneficiary of Red's coaching makes his debut and gets off to a stunning start in the National Hockey League, and Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, and Sway, Jeremy Swayman mentioned Red last night. One of Red's favorite sayings was, "You can't buy experience at Target." I heard Red say that countless times, and Jeremy mentioned that post game yesterday. So, I mean, that's really, really cool to see that a guy who is in the NHL at the top level of the sport, playing for a great team like the Bruins, doing great things, is still remembers where he came from. That shows you the impact that Coach Gendron and the staff had on Swayman. And, you know, Rich, Red did a great job with the alumni, too. I mean, during the course of all those shows over the years, we would have hockey alumni on to catch up with them. And, you know, there are players all over the continent, really, coaching and former Black Bear players doing great things all over the U.S. and Canada. And if you mentioned a name, Red probably had him in his cell phone and could get him on the show in a minute. He was very connected with the alumni base, which says a lot about the kind of guy he was, too. He stayed connected with all those players, and a lot of players he never coached. But I know he was very proud of the guys from Maine who were in the NHL or any level of professional hockey.
You bring up a great point, John, too, because the other thing is, and we know this, Tim Whitehead experienced it, but all Maine hockey coaches, for better or worse, live in the shadow of Sean Walsh. But Red had that unique connection, having been an assistant under Sean, and then going on to have great success, winning a national championship in college hockey, winning a Stanley Cup with the New Jersey Devils. And I think Red was especially well-suited and understood what you were going to have to deal with as a coach of Black Bear hockey who was not named Sean Walsh.
Exactly. Exactly. He knew how to win. You know, you can't take that away from him. You look at his resume, he was part of many winning programs. He was a winner. He won a national championship with Maine in 93. Walsh was the head coach, but Red was on the bench. If you watch the 93 national championship game, they cut away to show Coach Walsh on the bench. Who's right next to him? It's Red. 2013, he was an assistant with Yale when they won the national championship. He was part of three Stanley Cup Stanley Cup winning teams with New Jersey. So Red was part of lots of winning programs, not just 93 at Maine. You have to remember Yale, like I mentioned, the Devils, and he was part of the UMass is in the national championship game tomorrow. They've done great things with the program there, but Red was there when they went to their first ever national tournament.
That's right.
He was part of the coaching staff that helped get them to the tournament for the first time in program history, and now they're playing in the national championship game tomorrow. So he was a part of a lot of winning programs in his hockey career.
Well, it's a very sad day and a shocking day as well. We send our thoughts along to Red's wife Janet, his daughters Caitlin and Allison, and the whole University of Maine community as well. Red Gendron has passed away today at the age of 63. And, John, we appreciate you making time to talk with us about Red on this sad day.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Rich.
Thank you. John Shields, the voice of Maine Black Bear Hockey here on Downtown.